A twink.
And a redhead.
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 A twink.
And a redhead. I remember.
You're supposed to keep going.
What was I supposed to do?
Keep going.
All right. And then you start singing?
Yeah, you'll see okay. What I do. Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? In the clear yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in?
Oh, I remember. Remember when you hit the brakes too soon? 20 stitches in a hospital room. When you started crying, I did too. When the sun came out, I was looking at you.
Thank you.
Stop, that was kind of good.
Welcome back to the fucking podcast.
Oh.
Right?
You just had it today.
Right? I did.
Oh, so have I.
You guys, it's one of those days. I'm just so fucking tired.
Same.
How about you? What the fuck are you tired about? You stayed inside all day today, didn't you?
Because I was so emotionally fatigued.
Oh, really?
All of
emotionally fatigued?
Yes. All of that. I was just feeling really emotionally drained, like just feeling a little depressed. All my tech has broken in the last 2 days and it was so overwhelming.
That is kind of funny.
And like stressful. And then I got my period.
Are
that
you
was
for real?
Stop, I know. And then I literally ate 250 tortilla chips in my bed today.
But how many times? I was thinking this because you texted me that when I was just asking. Every time we do the podcast, I always ask Ashley if she wants to get pizza. And
8 p.m., 9 p.m.
I just think it's a cute. I just think it's a cute thing.
No, it's cute. But honestly, 8 p.m., 9 p.m. is a little late for me for dinner. But maybe if I have more advanced notice, I could prepare my meals beforehand and maybe have, you know, a hearty snack at 5 p.m. to hold myself over.
Okay, well, instead for dinner, what do you have?
250 tortilla chips, a dark chocolate salted caramel chocolate bar, and then a little bit of pasta.
Where'd the pasta come from?
It was just leftovers, and then I heated it up. But honestly, like, those tortilla chips are just, like, sitting, like, sedimentary rocks in my stomach.
Oh
right
my
now
god,
I ate so many tortilla chips.
But how many times do we sit down and like eat chips and not count? Like, because how many do you think people actually eat when you're eating chips?
Grit, I literally bought that bag like 3 days ago.
Is it stupid ass? You know what, I announcement for the good of the group, here we are. You know what I'm really pissed about?
What?
The Trader Joe's tortilla chips that are actually Fritos.
They're too thick.
You're talking, you know what ones I'm talking about, the scoopers.
Well, those are Fritos, Fritos. You know what? They call them corn dippers. They also sell tortilla chips.
But why are they marketing it like it's a tortilla chip?
Yeah, because the
it really
photo
throws me
is
off.
Is the Trader Joe's Frito in like salsa.
Like guac,
when was the
salsa
last time you dipped a Frito in salsa?
Kind it's disgusting and it's foul.
No,
and it's
have,
getting people to do crazy,
you know what,
things.
What I had for dinner, I had the restaurant style Whole Foods tortilla chips. And you know what I love about a restaurant style tortilla?
Good.
They're so thin and they're so fucking salty.
Was it the ones that you could find at our local Tacombi?
The Totopos. No, they're not. I'm literally an expert in tortilla chips. I love them. I love a Tostito scoop. I also love I love a Tostito hint of lime.
Do you like blue tortilla chips?
I do, but honestly, if I'm reaching for a bag of tortillas in the aisle, they're never what I go for.
You know what I think that is? Prejudice.
Stop.
Because literally they taste the same to me. They really do.
For me, it's about the thickness of the chip. And like I said, I prefer a... Oh my God, I forgot I literally had I made microwave nachos for breakfast tonight, Grant. That's even more tortilla chips.
This whole day we've just been eating tortilla chips. What even is a tortilla chip?
I don't know, but I'm horrified.
Wait, what is a tortilla chip? Well, how do you make a tortilla chip? Are you crying?
Yes, because I literally ate so many tortilla chips. I've been really emotionally unavailable today.
Yeah. What else? Well, that's it.
Well, then I had a crazy thought today.
What?
Why can I not imagine? Okay, so this is the thought.
Here we go again. Is it similar to raccoons?
It's similar. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. So I started to think, why can I literally not imagine someone in 1942 eating a chicken finger?
They didn't have them.
Way that someone was, you know, coming back from
the Titanic,
the front lines in Europe, coming back to America and cracking into a crispy chicken finger. I was like, there's no way.
They didn't have them.
So what do I do? I research when were chicken fingers invented.
Okay, what?
Not till, so there's not a
lot. Wait, can I guess?
Yeah.
I got it. I'm guessing 2000.
Stop. You don't think they were eating chicken fingers in the 90s? You don't think like Kurt Cobain was eating a chicken finger? Or George W. Bush? He loved chicken fingers, I bet.
Okay, so maybe the 1980s.
Wow.
I'm ready.
No, believe it or not, so there's actually not a lot of historical record of when the chicken finger was invented, but a lot of people are saying it was likely the 60s in a Cornell laboratory.
What?
Yeah.
Why not a chef?
I guess they have like a good food science program there.
I would have thought of it was a McDonald's. Not McDonald's, but like a Guthrie's or something.
But then
that's
I was thinking, so then that thought immediately sparked another thought. I was like, Paul McCartney, lead singer of the Beatles, is older than the chicken finger. So there was a time in his life where he's like, what is this? Like, we've always just known chicken fingers, but to some people, they never even saw it. It was the first time, and we're alive at the same people as those people.
Well, maybe in 50 years from now, they're going to be saying that about Crunchwrap Supremes.
Oh, my God.
Like, they're going to, maybe Crunchwrap Supremes are going to be so popular everywhere or something, and they're going to be like,
yeah,
when did they, the origin of a Crunchwrap?
Yeah, I just.
Or Doritos Locos like, Taco.
You know, some history feels so long ago.
Or Naked Chicken Chalupa.
History is just, it is just creeping up on us all the time. And you know what? I just can't believe that JFK was assassinated likely before the man ever tried a chicken finger.
Yeah.
I can't even believe it.
Did they have gay people back then? Wait.
It was they were probably invented about the same time as did chicken fingers make people gay?
No. Chicken fingers aren't necessarily a gay cuisine. They're enjoyed by all. What's a gay cuisine?
I think frozen yogurt is mainly for the girls and the gays.
Yeah. Wait. Remember we used to talk about this all the time?
Yeah.
Like what are, like a straight man should not have an acai bowl.
Yeah.
It depends now because they've gotten so much more, you know, broader, yeah, like, and widespread.
Hey, but as a woman, I don't know if I should be chowing down on a pulled pork sandwich. Seems like a pretty manly food.
Oh, here come the feminists.
Oh, God. You know what?
They're pissed off that you just said that.
Stop.
Okay, but straight men shouldn't eat yogurt with granola. Strawberry yogurt with granola. Strawberry.
But they
can
eat plain Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
So much protein.
That's fine. And they can even put granola in that as well. But if it's pink strawberry yogurt.
Yoplait.
Oh my God.
Stop. Right?
Yeah.
What about a Chobani flip?
I've never had those. No, those are really crazy.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
The girl that sat next to me in homeroom in high school, she used to eat a Chobani flip like every other day, and I'm really sensitive to smell, and I have a pretty aggressive gag reflex.
What is a Chobani flip? Is like the
yogurt
granola
on one side and then your yogurt on the other side, and you flip You flip the granola into the chobani.
I was, for some reason, picturing the yogurts with, like, the syrupy fruit at the bottom or some
shit. Oh, no. That's
yeah,
different.
With the
so granola. She would flip her granola the
ones
into
with,
her.
The ones with M&Ms.
Oh, you those are fucking about. Good. I could go for that
but
right
I'm
now.
I'm sorry. That's weird.
Okay. She would flip her granola into her chobani. The
Mix it
smell
around.
Of the Greek yogurt, it would hit my nostril immediately. I would start gagging. And I'd be like, can you bring something else for breakfast? Like, please, anything. Even if it, as long as it's just not Greek yogurt. Like, I can handle the smell of a Yoplait, of a Trix, even. But seriously, the Greek yogurt, it smells so bad.
No, yeah.
You're basically eating sour cream for breakfast. You're eating sour cream and granola. And it's just branded as something else.
Remember when you would gag at anything? Well, not anything, but yes. Ashley had a gag reflex thing. So, yeah, the chobani yogurt would make you gag. But I started to catch on that things would make Ashley gag.
Oh.
And I started to learn what would make her gag just
oh
so I can
God.
Watch her gag.
For example?
Blue waffle.
Well, yes. But mayonnaise.
Oh, this is dramatic.
If I no,
I
oh my
love
God.
Mayonnaise.
Let me paint you a picture. If I see someone eating a sandwich that has mayonnaise on it, and they take a big bite, and there's a little bit of mayo in the corner of their mouth, literally, I'm running to the bathroom to vomit.
I get
like
extra
I'm actually
mayo.
Getting like.
I get extra mayo on my sub.
I'm literally getting lightheaded at the thought of it.
Why?
Do you want to know the honest truth of when this mayo fear started?
What?
Okay, let me paint you a picture. I'm 5 years old, and my sister was having a sleepover birthday party at our house, and she got an ice cream cake for her birthday. And the next morning, I see the card. Stop. Stop it. This is gross. I see the cardboard box on the top of the recycling that the ice cream cake was
you
in.
You thought it was icing so, all over the box?
It was kind of like open. And there was like stuff. Like it was literally in the trash. Like what was Stop. I doing? I put my finger in it and I eat it. It was mayonnaise. I thought it was delectable, delicious ice cream, melted ice cream or icing. It was literally mayonnaise. I started like dry heaving. And then I remember I like was like so upset and someone asked me what's wrong. And I didn't want to tell them I was rooting through the trash like a raccoon. So I just said nothing.
Why did you go in the trash? It was there for a reason.
I know. Wait, one time I was also like 8 and my mom asked me to take like we had like a party or something like a barbecue in the summer and my mom asked me to take some cans to the recycling so there was like Diet Coke and then like some beer cans and I was like I'm gonna try the beer. There was like a little bit of beer left.
How old are you?
I was like 8. I was like, I'm gonna, like, what is the hype about? Yeah. So I tried it and I was like gagging. I was like, this is disgusting.
My parents would let me try it in front of their face. My parents had such an opposite, like, kind of parenting thing. Like, you know how parents think that if you don't, like, if you hide something or whatever, then they won't know
That's
it.
That's the worst outlook to have.
I don't know how to explain it, but, like, my parents, like, would tell us to do anything and everything. So then we wouldn't want to do anything.
Exactly.
Like, they'd be like, drink it, do it. And then we'd take a sip and it'd be gross. And so they'd be like, see?
Yeah, no, that's,
or like,
that's
I don't
what
know.
You should do.
Yeah.
Because if I ever, because I bet if I, when I was younger and I was, you know, I was, hey, I was having a good time. I bet if I thought it was so bad, I would just want to do it more, you know?
Yeah. Helicopter moms create crazy children.
Guys, if you are a mother listening to our podcast, we know better than you,
You'd,
probably.
Yeah.
So listen to our parenting advice.
Literally, lay off your kid. Let them do whatever the fuck they want. They'll figure it out. You
I
know
mean,
what I mean?
Stop, right?
Yeah. Seriously, stop.
Seriously, stop.
Whatever. Well, this, we should just probably get to this fucking episode. This is a special edition episode.
Stop.
because this episode, we're just doing announcements for the good of the group. I don't think we even need to sing word of the episode.
No,
this
we don't.
Is just an announcements for the good of the group episode.
Strictly announcements.
We have a handful of announcements from you guys. We have a few announcements we will run through. And you know what? There's obviously not going to be an announcement section at the end because, hello, idiot.
It's the whole episode.
It's the whole.
Hello.
Hello,
right?
You fucking idiot. You know what I
hello?
Mean? So I guess, should we rotate?
Yeah.
Like, you go, I go, fan goes.
Yeah,
you
let's
go,
do that.
I go, fan goes. Okay, let's keep them, like, briefish.
Yeah, I know.
So we're
just,
not, like,
I'm
crazy.
Just going to, like, literally say my announcement
because
right
we
now.
Have, like, so many. Well, we don't have so many.
I have
many,
a bunch written down.
So for those of you who don't know, like for some reason, if you're like a new listener and you just clicked on announcements for the good of the group, like announcements for the good of the group is where we literally like can announce anything, get something off our chest that needs to be get off. You know, if
thoughts, concerns, ideas,
anything that might be good for the group.
Anything you think that would make our lives better, your life better. You know, thoughts, concerns, dreams.
Yeah. You know who I discovered this after our podcast, but there's a podcast called I've Had It, and they just basically, every episode for them is like announcements for the good of the group. I love these middle-aged women, and they just riff on their fucking, what they've had it with. And that's honestly, that's another way, but announcements can be positive too.
Positive today.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess let's just go on ahead and get started. You guys, I'm sipping. We are sober tonight.
We are sober. After last week's episode, we had to be sober. Honestly, I had a full weekend of drinking too. And
yeah.
I was like, you know what? I want to be sober curious for a second.
Yeah, we're being sober curious this evening.
This week, maybe. Well, no, I'm going to Texas this weekend.
Yeah,
I'll probably have some beers.
Yeah. Right. Well.
Hey, God forbid I have a beer or two, right?
I was trying to be sober curious on Sunday at a brunch.
I know. Stop. I was peer pressuring you.
Everyone was. What if I was genuinely sober curious?
All right. I mean, if I was too, then I would have been more.
What?
Like if I was, if I also wanted to be sober curious that day.
Well, obviously.
Hey, but then we went to karaoke. Come on.
I was so drunk and I had a dinner that night with like a friend who was visiting and her mom.
Yeah. No,
and I showed up like I was like great and I think they knew. I definitely smelled like alcohol. You know when you're out drinking all day and you definitely probably smell like alcohol.
Seriously, whose ever idea it is to like day drink on a Sunday? No.
It's so stupid. Because
then it's 9 p.m. and I'm like literally having the spins.
And then it's like, really? You wasted your whole day doing that when you know damn well you should have done your laundry and gone to the grocery store and cleaned your apartment, your room.
Literally, I was like.
And you spent $200, maybe, probably more.
Oh my God.
This is my first announcement.
$200. What I have to like take four Tums in order to go to sleep because I have the spins and heartburn. Seriously?
Right.
I ate like three pieces of pizza and like seven garlic knots.
Jesus Christ.
All for what? A $90
brunch?
Yeah,
all
brunch?
For what? Literally all for
and
what?
And to get just
fucked.
Shit-faced on Sunday?
I just can name like 500 other things that I could have done that day that would have been more productive.
I had really bad like Sunday scaries, but it wasn't Sunday. It was Monday, and I had work to do.
Yeah. Don't make your fucking sorry, you guys. This is our first official announcement.
Yeah.
Don't make your fucking Sundays like a fun day where you day drink. I'm
sorry. Do your fucking laundry.
Yeah, do it.
Clean your goddamn room. Hey, go grocery shopping.
Go
what are you going to do? DoorDash all week?
Go to church? God forbid, these days?
Hey. Take a goddamn walk.
Literally take a walk. Like, I'm sorry. Your Sunday scary should only happen on Sundays, not fucking Monday.
No, take a goddamn walk.
Anyway, okay. I guess that was my first announcement. You can go now.
I just had an idea that I'd love to, if anyone on the Food Network is listening, or really any.
Someone probably is. Someone knows someone who knows someone who works for Food Network.
For sure. Yeah. Or if anyone on any kind of streaming platform is listening, why has no one created a cooking show?
Is this where I think you are?
What?
No, sorry. Continue.
Why has no one created a cooking show with just like a really stupid, hot stay-at-home dad? like,
you heard those crickets? That's why.
Like, I would love to watch a hot man cook, but I would love it to be a father that, like, his wife is in corporate America and she's the breadwinner.
It would have to be like the equivalent, you know how like Rachel Ray or whatever, like she films from her home or something sometimes.
No, that's
have to
what
be
they
like
are.
That.
That's what they're like on the Food Network, Grant.
Oh, I thought, I'm thinking like a studio.
No, Grant. No, Grant.
Yeah,
because
I'm not, I was like, who cares if he's a stay-at-home dad if we're not seeing him at home?
Stop. Okay. No, I want him to live on a farm in upstate New York, Vermont, New England, if you will. And I want him, his wife, she commutes to the city. She's a corporate woman. She's a working woman. They have two children. And he just stays at home and cooks. And I want that to be the show. Wow. I would literally eat that up. Like, why has no one made that yet? I love The Barefoot Contessa.
Never seen it.
Stop. You've never seen The Barefoot. You've never seen Ina Garten?
I thought Barefoot Contessa was a horror movie.
You've never watched like Ina Garten and Jeffrey in the Hamptons?
What the fuck? No. And what is a Barefoot Contessa? What's a Contessa?
I really couldn't say.
Oh, how
say.
Do you know everything else?
I couldn't say.
I bet it's like a Spanish word.
It sounds Spanish.
But she's barefoot.
Anyway, if any producers
are listening
out there, hey.
They're just going to steal your idea and make it themselves. I know this industry.
Stop. No, but I don't really want to work on this show or have
You're
anything to do with the
okay.
show. I would just love to consume it.
Yeah. Period. Okay.
Anyway.
Well, now let's go to our first fan announcement.
Stop. I'm on the edge of my seat, right?
This announcement is from an Alusha. Here's Alusha.
Hi, Grant and Ashley. Love you guys. My announcement for the good of the group is that if you're one of those bitches that says you don't want to get on my wrong side, I fucking hate you, and I do want to get on that fucking wrong side because you fucking pissed me the fuck off.
Oh,
and I
God.
Hope you die in a fire.
Stop.
It's not done yet.
What I meant to say was get on my bad side.
I think I've heard both. Wrong side, bad side. Get on my...
You don't want to get on my bad side.
I think it's both. You don't want to get on my wrong side. I've heard both.
I just feel like... Imagine me saying that to someone. Like, they'd be like, what the fuck are you going to do about it?
But imagine me saying that to someone. Because I have.
Well, for you, I would not want to get on your bad side. Because you could potentially do something crazy.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking of one. We can't say.
No,
it.
What?
We can't say.
What?
It.
Is it legally?
No, it was just one of your like really crazy things you did.
How old?
College. When you messaged the team. Can't say that.
Someone did that. To me, though, so I was like, let me
no,
do that
I
to
know,
someone
but,
else.
But, you know, an eye
you
for an
supported
eye makes the
it.
World blind.
And you supported it.
No, you told me
no,
after,
you supported
and I was like,
it.
No, I thought it was funny. I wouldn't have done it, but I thought it was funny.
Yeah, basically, moral of the story, yeah, you don't want to get on my bad side. I have
no.
said that. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to Alusha, but, like, I say that. I wouldn't say it in, like, a genuine, like, no, yeah, I would. But I would say to like a friend.
But also, if someone said that to me, I'd be like, "Relax. Like, what do you have to be so angry about?"
I view it more as a skill and a talent.
Oh my! To me, I'm like, oh my god! Like, calm down. Focus on something else.
Alusha, you literally don't want to get on my bad side.
If you get on my bad side, the worst I'll do is probably I don't know.
Murder.
Say something about you in a group chat somewhere.
Yeah.
That's all I'll do.
Okay, now it's my turn announcement. Hello.
I'm listening.
There is a coffee shop in New York that's like a chain. Mm. It's called Joe's Coffee. It's blue. If you're in New York, look around for it. They have the most foul like seasonal flavors of coffee that I have ever seen, and it's like it's getting really out of control. It's fall right now, and this season's flavor that they like broadcast everywhere, like they're so proud of these flavors, It was fig balsamic latte. So it was fig butter with balsamic glaze and cinnamon. I don't know what the fuck fig butter is, but I think the thing that gets me is the balsamic glaze.
Well, one thing about me is I've never had balsamic glaze and then wondered, shit, would this pair nicely with steaming oat milk?
An espresso?
A little bit of espresso. What if we topped it off with some fig butter? The inside of a Fig Newton would pair really nicely with this.
Is that what it is?
Well, it's butter of fig, I have to assume.
Jesus Christ. And then for the summer, it was literally like black cherry soda latte.
This is something I've seen before. I think Blank Street also does a soda latte.
Please stop.
Hey.
Hello, just give me a fucking vanilla latte.
Whatever happened to a goddamn hazelnut latte, a vanilla latte? Hey, it's fall, pumpkin spice.
Yeah, you know who pushes it but doesn't push it too far? Starbucks.
Even Dunkin'. Dunkin' pushed it
with the ice spice drink.
Oh, how can I forget that? Why am I eating soggy munchkins in my coffee? Yeah.
They pushed it with that one, but they would never go beyond.
But
that.
Also, you know what? They invented something crazy, and me and my friends at work, we made an outing out of it. We left the office. You talked about this. But you know, but what I'm saying is it was gross,
but the camaraderie
of trying it together was worth the $5.99.
And you know what? You wouldn't get that with this Joe's Coffee seasonal flavor. Like, no, oh, let's all go get the fig.
The balsamic glazed latte.
That's not something fun.
They'd be like, hey, Ashley, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And I posted it in our Insta story. And I was like, whose sick and twisted mind is behind these fucking flavors at Joe's Coffee? And they responded and they were like, it's delicious, I promise. And I didn't think they would like respond. And I was like, girl, like, it's every fucking season with you guys that you guys are pulling this shit.
You're starting kind of a feud with them, right?
And I'm fine with that. They just
but you know what? Out of control. If they were a mom and pop shop, if they were locally
They're
owned,
not.
I would say, hey, Grant.
But they try to look it. They try to be.
I would say, you know what? Hey, Grant, relax. You know what?
Oh, I would never do this to my favorite.
They are a chain.
I would never do this to my favorite fucking local coffee shop and bakery, Ceremonia Bake Shop in Williamsburg, which is now going viral on TikTok.
Stop.
But that place has the best
fucking iced latte.
They have
a delicious iced vanilla latte.
Like, and I don't know what it is.
Oh, my God.
But it is so good. And then...
must be a Madagascar vanilla.
And then, God forbid, the breakfast burrito goes viral. Mm. The breakfast burrito goes crazy.
Real quick, because we shouldn't talk about this forever, but what about the olive oil from Starbucks? That was a little crazy.
Oh, that was crazy. But it doesn't compare
at
all.
They get attention, these crazy concoctions.
Also, not Joe's, because
everyone posted it on your Instagram story. Now maybe someone's if I go put balsamic in my coffee, you know?
Wait. But it really is like, I don't think the olive oil compares at all to putting fucking balsamic vinaigrette in your damn
what's
coffee.
Next? A soy sauce cold brew?
A ketchup latte?
Stop. I would like that. I love ketchup.
With crunched up chicken nuggets floating around.
Stop.
Please.
That
literally
Did you know
Joe's
that
spring
chicken
flavor.
Nuggets were invented in the 1960s?
Wait, nuggets but not fingers?
Fingers, I'm sorry. I really don't know the origin
of the
nuggets.
Okay.
I'd be curious.
All right, your announcement now. We go round in circles, round in circles.
This is just a little piece of advice I have for all of our followers.
Okay.
And if you ever need to get out of something, you overcommit or you don't want to go to something.
I know what you're going to say.
Just say your roommate, spouse, parent, sibling is getting a colonoscopy.
Yep.
Because... it's just detailed enough that you're obviously not lying about it. And it's a bit too much detail where they don't want to know more.
Yeah.
A colonoscopy is a very common, yet invasive procedure
and complex. Like, yeah, it's a whole everyone day, knows 2-day thing.
A colonoscopy is, you know, a fairly routine procedure for, you know, if you have.
But it's an event.
But it's an event. It takes, you know, a day of laxatives.
Yeah, you shitting your brains out.
Yeah, and then you
get put under though, which is why someone needs to be
escort you. And let me just give you a brief backstory of how I discovered this excuse. Grant needed to get a colonoscopy last year when he was going through some bowel troubles.
Should I briefly explain?
Sure. Yeah.
Y'all, I had Shigella.
Mm-hmm.
And this was right before, there was like a few month period where Shigella was rampant in the LGBTQ community.
Like the monkey, remember monkeypox?
Yeah.
Stop.
Honestly, it was around the same time. So Shigella, I could have been patient zero. Mm-hmm. We went to some restaurant and it was a Saturday and they had a table for like 20.
That's when you know you should not make that reservation. Because
we were in a big group. We went there. I ate. And ever since that day in like June, I was shitting liquid up. And I'm literally, sometimes I feel a little too comfortable on here.
No.
Not knowing that like people really do be listening.
Grant was really having like severe digestive issues.
Yeah. And so now it's October of last year. And I finally am like, all right, I need to get a fucking damn colonoscopy. Like, I go to the butt doctor and then they get me a colonosc. And Ashley escorts me. But yeah,
I was at my former job.
Turns out I have Shigella. That was the issue.
Yeah. I was at my former job and Grant's procedure was in the same neighborhood. So I was like, hey, I have to leave work early today. Grant is getting a colonoscopy. I gotta go. And of course, everyone was like, of course, you have to go get Grant from his colonoscopy.
You're all he has.
No one else is getting him. You know? And I said, I'll be there. So I left my former job early to go pick up Grant. And then I wanted to leave that job. So I was, you know, applying and interviewing for other jobs. And I was like, shit, like, because it was 5 days in office. So I was like, shit, how can I, like, interview for this new job at, you know, 3 p.m. if I'm stuck here? So I said, you know what worked last time? Grant's colonoscopy. Grant, my old company probably thinks you've had 4 or 5 colonoscopies. I was like, guys,
so bad.
I literally was like, they can't figure out what's wrong with him. Like, they probably thought something was seriously wrong.
That's so bad. Turns out I had Shigella. And I told you guys, one of the main causes of getting Shigella, it's like a sister virus to E. coli. So, like, you can get it from, like, eating something, like, dirty, which is literally the words that the doctor told me. Turns out when you look up causes of Shigella, the first thing that pops up is you get it from eating ass. I told my whole office I had Shigella. I was so excited I had a diagnosis, like, because I told everyone I was getting colonoscopy at my office. And then they were like, oh my God, how was it? I was like, well, turns out I have Shigella, which basically translates to, turns out I eat ass.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
You know, when you Google something and then it's like the 5, you know, quick things you can read about it. I remember I Googled Shigella and the first like recommended question is Shigella sexually transmitted disease? And it's like, could be.
Kinda.
It's like, oh.
But yeah, colonoscopy is a great excuse.
Yeah.
I definitely have made up so many excuses about my deceased mom.
Oh my God. There's a story there. Angelo.
I'll make it my announcement.
Okay.
All right. The story's coming, but first, an announcement from a fan. This is from Paley.
How do you spell?
I don't fucking know. P-A-I-L-I.
Paley.
You act like you've heard that name before.
I haven't, but it's kind
of
cute.
It is cute. I like it. Ooh.
My announcement for the good of the group is that every time I'm listening to the podcast and obviously the amazing theme song A Twink and a Redhead plays, in my brain or out loud, I go, a twink, 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 ooh, and a redhead, red, red head, a twink, 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 and a redhead, red, red head, a twink, 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 and a redhead, red,
hey,
red,
hey,
head,
hey.
And I just feel like maybe you want to consider including that, you know, in the new edit. I don't know. Just some free ideas.
Wow. Thank you so much for your suggestion, Paley, but we will respectfully decline. Oh my God. I'm kidding.
I love that idea.
No, I do like that. If we knew music production, there would definitely be an element there.
We don't. And also, did y'all know people charge a lot of money for music production?
Did y'all know that? For some reason, I thought like someone would just want to like work with us.
Let's just say Grant and I got a quote for a lot of money, and we're like, respectfully,
for one song,
we can't afford that.
It was such a good song, though.
He shared a snippet of what it could be, and then he's like, and that'll be $8,000 or something.
It wasn't
crazy.
That, but. Well, he really cut it down, though. I think he really wanted to work with us, but we were just like,
we just can't afford that
We literally can't. Yeah, but maybe eventually. Or if there's any other music producers out there who want to like work with us, then we can, you know, craft out our own deal. We also know nothing about how music business works.
Yeah.
No idea. But literally, like, I'm pretty sure that kind of twink effect was in the demo we were sent, and the demo was good.
Demo's,
like, I got us so excited.
Like, he did it in like 15 minutes. I was like, yeah, wait, can I just have that for like,
it's like, name a more iconic duo than
a
twink.
That was so good.
And I read him. It was so good. Okay, anyways, thank you so much, Paley, for that suggestion.
Thank you, Paley.
And thanks for listening. Okay, I guess my announcement will turn into the story about Angelo.
Okay.
Something that I guess I just have to get off my chest.
Yeah.
So I'm like a sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
Me and Ashley are sophomores in high school. And, you know, being young and gay, there's like not many out people in your like area who's around your age. And so there was a boy, Angelo, who was like in a town over from us and went to a high school like that different from us. And I didn't know if I liked him or not, but like we were like snapping or something. Like we were in communications of some sort, and me and Ashley were at a Panera, and it got to a point where it was like, should we all meet up? Like, because he was with his friends somewhere. And then me and Ash were together at Panera.
Where we spent most Friday nights.
Where we spent like a lot of our nights. And we somehow made plans to meet up for the first time. Again, all together with his friends and Ashley. At a 7-Eleven?
It was like we were going to go to like where they live. But you know, in high school, especially when you're young, it's like you don't necessarily want to like have people inside your home. Where you're like,
yeah,
it was kind of one of those situations.
I think I had my license, so it might have been going into junior year. Like that
it was
summer.
The end of sophomore year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like we were invited kind of like to their home, but not necessarily invited inside. So we went to a 7-Eleven. We walked to a local park. We were kind of nomadic.
Yeah. It was giving like very like.
But then it was
coming of age.
Yeah. But then it kind of quickly became a little awkward.
I don't think I like was feeling it with Mr. Angelo,
but we had driven kind of far.
Yeah, it was probably like 45 or 30 minutes from like where we lived, and this is so bad. At this point, my mom had died probably a few months earlier, and we didn't know what to do because it got awkward. I don't think I really liked this guy, Angelo.
We were young, and this is not something we would do today. This is a crazy thing to do.
Okay, but also, my mom, I didn't have a close relationship with her.
What I mean is like, it's a crazy thing to just, instead of being like, hey, I'm not feeling this, I gotta go, a whole story.
Oh,
that's what's
crazy. Nowadays you would just say like, nowadays we would just say like, yeah, we have to go, or like, I'm, and then.
But instead, like,
I'm
we thought we needed to like come up with this elaborate.
Yeah, we like thought, instead of like just being honest, we said that my mom died. And then... and we had to go. Also, I don't think they believed us.
No, they didn't. Because why would that just
dramatically randomly happen?
They called you out. I think he literally like texted you after. And I'm almost positive
that
I gaslit my contact to mom and we made a fake conversation.
No.
I'm nearly positive.
We were crazy.
No, and it's like what?
Anything to
but
not.
But it just wasn't that deep. We were very... emotionally immature. Hey, and Angelo, I'm sorry.
Angelo, I'm sorry as well. And you were not like I'm sure you're slaying somewhere. You were very
for
cute
sure
boy.
He was
cute. You had friends.
He had his girl best friend with him. Like, honestly, if I were them, I'd probably get a kick out of that.
Like now?
Yeah.
Now I would get a kick out of it. But like in that moment, no, they were like, he's psycho.
He's psycho.
He's fucking crazy.
Yeah. And his little sidekick psycho too.
Yeah.
Like we were.
I'm sorry, Angelo. And rest in peace, my mom. Love you.
Yeah.
It just feels like a stranger to me. But love you. Okay. Next announcement from a fan. This is from Genevieve. I love that name.
Hey guys, I have an announcement for the group. So basically, I have a boyfriend and we haven't been dating for that long, like 2 months. So since like late summerish. And
okay.
We're having a great time, you know? Like aww. we're having so much fun together. We hang out all the time. And I just love him, you know?
Oh my god.
And we love each other. Or so I thought. So we went to a party on Saturday together and basically we went together and I kind of lost him. Like I just couldn't find him. I was like, whatever, I'll find him later. So I was with my friends and then I had to pee. So I went to the bathroom. I wasn't even tipsy yet. So I know I'm not hallucinating. I opened the door and to my horror, there is my boyfriend getting his wee wee sucked by his cousin, who also goes. Sorry, cut me off. But yeah, his cousin, who is a boy, by the way. Like, no shade, but I was just stunned. Who goes to our school? And his cousin didn't see me at first. He saw me, and he just, that pink, like just flushed from his cheeks. He turned white, and you know, I kind of just like. I didn't scream. I didn't cry. I was just very confused. So I kind of just closed the door and walked away. Let them get back to it, you know? So it's like all the power to him. But I'm just a bit blindsided, you know? Anyways, yeah.
Damn. Oh. Talk about triple...
double homicide.
Triple homicide. Triple. You're cheated on. Your boyfriend's gay. Your boyfriend's hooking up with his cousin?
Your boyfriend's gay. He's also participating in incest. And he's a cheater.
Are we talking first cousins? Yeah. Second cousin, family friend that you call a cousin? What?
No, I think there's some really sick, twisted mindset. I bet you she's from the fucking South. Actually, I don't know.
She didn't sound like it.
I know
it.
She didn't. But there's some fucking twisted mindset in the gay world where I feel like they don't think incest applies to them.
Because what?
Let me tell you how many twins be doing stuff on camera.
That's a thing?
Yes. Like, I am so shook and confused.
Huh.
And
Game of Thrones really normalized all that.
There's so many, like, gay porn categories or whatever that are, like, my uncle or, like, my cousin, my... Like, so here we are. These are the real world impacts of those kind of fantasies. People think it's fine.
That is
love
really
is love, right, guys? Seriously?
Really crazy.
I wonder.
I'm speechless.
That announcement was actually so good. Like, thank you for that. What do you do? Like, what did she do?
You
did
know
she
what?
Dump him?
I would just.
Would you dump him?
Because
you're
course,
really
I would,
now you're homophobic.
No, if you're cheated on, you're cheated on.
True.
If you're cheated on with.
It was nice for her to let it keep going. not nice, but like.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I would probably just break up with him and then I would just try to never think about it again. I would just leave it. I wouldn't get involved in that any further. I wouldn't even tell anyone, probably.
I would have been so mad. I would have told everyone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel like I would have just been so icked out by the whole thing that I wouldn't even have the words.
I would think it was so funny at some point. I would be so mad at first, but that's really
well. You know what?
Because
to be honest,
back.
I'd also be like, "Oh, there's a lot of things happening emotionally here that I'd be like, I wouldn't want to tell anyone because I wouldn't want that to be worsened."
Like, he has a lot to unpack.
Yeah, and I would just like rather him go on that journey on his own. I wouldn't want to make it worse by telling so many people.
Oh, he cheated.
No, of course, but you have to have sympathy for people and empathy. But I have empathy for this girl. I'm so sorry that happened to you, but honestly, it's clearly for the best if you can then, you know, find someone who's not going to do that to you.
Okay, your turn.
I guess my announcement is kind of also about childhood. They made the medicine taste so fucking good to the point where I'm like, ugh, I wish I could still have that medicine. For example, grape Advil, the chewable Advil. Stop. I would love to munch on some of that right now, like before bed, just like a little like treat.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. Oh my God. When I was a kid, I used to be like, oh, I have a headache, but you know what? At least I get a little reward, right? But also, when you have strep throat, they give you the bubblegum amoxicillin. Delicious.
I
literally could put a paper straw in that and just...
I disagree with the pink amoxicillin specifically. Like,
stop.
I used to run around my house, like, away from my mom because, like, I hated that one specifically.
Grant.
They might have changed the formula since, but I, like, did
the
not...
The viscosity of...
It was, like, milky.
It was, like, thick.
Yeah.
Almost, it. You know what it was? Imagine you microwave an Airhead. That was the texture of the pink amoxicillin. Do you know what I mean?
I've never microwaved an Airhead.
Me
I feel
neither,
like just
but it
sticky.
Just came to me that like, oh, I feel like if you like, you know, melted down an Airhead, you would get the pink amoxicillin when you have strep throat. And finally, in conclusion, the... gummy bear vitamins.
Oh, I would OD on those.
Stop. Literally, I remember the dark red, the cherry ones. Delicious.
Have you had the calcium?
Yes. Yeah, so good. The orange.
The smoothie-like ones.
Oh, yes. I have had those.
But you know what?
What?
Remember in high school? Well, I don't know if it was you or... You definitely got me on them, but the Halls smoothie flavor...
So good. Jenny got me onto them.
I'm pretty sure I just had a bag in my backpack for
the
a long time.
The Halls cough drops. There was like this
smoothie
flavor.
Like they're like multi.
They tasted so good. The, what is it? Methanol?
I don't know what the hell's in it. I thought.
I was consuming way too much of it.
Yeah.
Because I would literally like some people chewed gum. Some people had Lifesavers. I was having
the Halls smoothie.
Yeah. So good. But I used to lie to my mom. Like. I would be like, oh, I didn't have my vitamins yet today. And I'd get an extra.
Oh, my God. Were you in the era of Flintstone vitamins? The chalky ones?
Oh, my God. I want one of those
I
so
love
bad
those.
Right now.
I would die for
and I liked certain flavors more than others.
Yeah.
So
I hated orange.
Oh, my orange.
I liked grape.
I could feel orange like would make my mouth like, oh, it would be like sour.
I really like the purple like Fred, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, fuck. Do you think you can still buy Flintstone vitamins?
I think so.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't even trust myself around them.
Have you ever had elderberry syrup?
Is that the thing that makes things taste like other things?
No, I don't know what the fuck those sinister
those
things are.
Something elderberry.
Elderberry is, it's in the tea we had today. It said it.
Yeah.
It's a thing and it really helps your immune system. But like whenever I'm feeling sick or if I am sick, you just take shots of this like elderberry syrup.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best thing I've ever tasted. You would love it.
Really?
Yeah, you would love it.
Because I get... why you have to make kids' medicine taste good because like you have to you know, a lot of them can't swallow pills and, you know, you have to.
Why can't my Wellbutrin be in syrup form?
That's what I'm saying. Why can't, when I, you know, take any sort of medication or prescription, why can't it be chewable and grape flavored?
Literally, why can't it? For just because we're adults, like, that just
why
ends?
Can't your antidepressants, like, imagine literally there was like cherry, orange, yum.
What the fuck is wrong with,
stop, imagine they could make an antidepressant that was like a gusher.
Why? That wasn't even an option, though. When
I know, I'm saying, what if there was an invention?
Or just any medicine. Like, yeah, kids' like, medicine, like, too, a gusher.
Say you take, like, say the middle, the liquid part is the, medicine.
And the outside is, too.
Yum, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yum.
No, yeah. If they could figure out a way to make, like, Zoloft.
Like, why can't you make literally medicine in any form? Why can't there be medicinal Jolly
Ranchers? They probably can. I mean, they're not doing it. They're not investing their money where they should.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with our big pharma, right?
Yeah. It's like, wait, why is every prescription, why is everything so fucking expensive, but you can't even make it cherry flavored?
No. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, right?
No one knows how to have fun anymore.
If I'm ever a billionaire, yes, could I solve world hunger? Could I really make an impact with climate change? Yeah, but am I going to do that? No. I'm going to make our antidepressants
chewable.
Fruity flavors. Hey. What's wrong with that?
It beats me.
I just had a dark thought.
What?
Do you think more people would overdose? Because,
but,
just like I said, I used to, you know, try to sneak a few extra gummies when I was a kid.
Fuck. They might.
Stop.
I would probably, like, I think if you have multiple Wellbutrins, you can, like, have a seizure or something. Like, you can do probably. Damage. You can.
Okay, so maybe that's why they don't make things fruity flavored.
Okay, but come on. We're adults.
Because there are certain medicines where if you let it sit on your tongue too long, it actually, that coating, it's
you
disgusting.
Start tasting it.
And it's disgusting.
Have you ever gone to take a medicine and then you go for your water bottle or something and there's no water in
it?
Yes,
and then the coating melts and it starts to taste like actually like disgusting.
Yeah.
It literally tastes like a cardboard box.
Yeah. That's what's in your inside you right now.
But if it was citrus? Ooh, right? Ooh.
Okay, this is our final announcement from Jane.
Hi, guys. Okay, so my announcement for the good of the group. Where to begin? Okay, so several weeks ago, my best friend introduced me to y'all's podcast. Love it. Been listening religiously.
Thank you.
Flash forward a couple weeks later from that, I'm asleep in my little bed at 5 a.m. and I wake up to someone pounding at my door, calling out to me. That is not my roommate. And I realize someone is in my home. And I call back to them. I say, hello. And I am waking up at this point, realizing what's happening. And the person calls out to me again and says, hello, ma'am, are you there? And I realize I'm going to have to deal with this. And in my best Grant and Ashley voice, I yell at the top of my lungs, get the fuck out of my house. And they left after that. So all that to say, y'all are doing the Lord's work. Helped me with a home invasion. And I love the podcast and love y'all because of that. Thank you so much. Have a good rest of your day.
Oh, thanks, Jane. Holy shit.
Holy fuck. That's who was it?
Literally. Spoiler alert, I review some of these announcements before we put them on the show. But I asked her, I was like, what the fuck? Like, who did you change your locks?
Yeah.
Like, how did they get in?
Call the authorities.
Yeah. I forget what she said. I think, pull it up.
Okay. So we asked wait, what? Did you change your locks? Who was there? And she said, so my roommate stepped out to smoke and forgot to lock the door. And someone was wandering our neighborhood trying doors. I think the person was high and was looking for a place to be for the night. She didn't take anything, but still super scary. We're okay, though.
No, that's so scary. And how do you know what their actual motive was? Like, it could have been maybe not robbery, but maybe they wanted to fucking kill you. You know?
Hey. God forbid you let someone crash for the night. Just kidding. No, that's...
Seriously, Jane?
The fact that you're able to, like, laugh and be cool about it, I would be terrified.
Yeah, Ashley wouldn't have done anything. What would you have done if you were in her situation? You would have pretended you weren't there.
I would have immediately called 911. Yeah. No, I would have pretended I wasn't there. I would have called 911. And I would have literally, like...
been crying?
Yes.
Yeah. With these things, like, even when I'm, like, home alone or something and it sounds like our doors being played with. You know how, like, with wind or the hallway or whatever, if you open a door on, like, the other side, then it moves your
also,
door.
Also, sometimes, I don't know if you've ever experienced that, sometimes you could hear, like, the apartment above us or next to us close a door. Yeah. And it sounds very close.
Anytime, like, I hear something like that, I'm, like, I'm a girl who will fight.
Oh.
Like, my fight or flight instinct comes in and I'm like, I have my big metal water bottle. I will slap, I'll fucking whack you with it. Really? I probably would have, like, literally, I might have done what she said and, like, said, get the fuck out. I'm gonna fucking beat the shit out of you.
Yeah. No, I definitely don't have that. You would have hid.
But it's scary because you're in your room with the door closed. You have no idea who's on the other side and what they have. Like, what if they had a fucking gun or something crazy?
Well, and I feel like a lot of young women are just scared that all men want to kill them. But this was
a woman.
A female.
Oh, this was a female. If this was a female, I would have opened the door. Oh, my God.
No, I would have just called 911. Well,
I would have offered her a place to sleep. I would have maybe gotten her. No, I'm kidding.
I would call 911. Also, since we live in an apartment building, I'd probably pound on my neighbor's wall and, like, scream.
Girl, they're not helping you.
No, but if you scream, like, people might be like, what the fuck?
You know what, though? So let's flip the roles.
Yeah.
Well, you probably would.
If someone saying, help,
if it was blood curdling,
I would call 911. In the past, I've been pretty quick to call 911.
When? The gas leak?
What?
Not the gas leak.
Well, no, but that's because I was sleepy. No, when I've, like, witnessed, like, one time I witnessed a car accident, I called 911. There have been I've called, like, the authorities before, not necessarily, like, 911 emergency, but, like, I've needed a cop's assistance before. You know how sometimes 911 calls are public?
Yeah. Do you think mine is?
No, but, like, you gotta remember that if you're calling 911, because what if you see something really crazy, like something that's gonna be on the news? Your 911 call is gonna be played for everyone.
Yeah, and you might be a suspect.
Wait, what if there was someone who, like, knew that their 911 call is, like, gonna be really public and they're, like, trying to, like, plug their, like, TikTok or something?
That'd be crazy. That's giving Nightcrawler-esque, but, like, for...
Yeah, it's like, oh my god.
What if you started to try to go to every single crime scene to call 911
just to plug your socials?
Like, oh my god, there's, like, a huge car accident that just happened. You
this
guys need to
be
come
a good
quick.
Movie. And then they
also follow me on TikTok. I'm posting videos.
But then, like,
it's giving Nightcrawler. Gen Z Nightcrawler.
The cops start, you know, cleaning up the crime, eradicating the crime. So then they have to start causing the crime.
That's what Nightcrawler is.
I know, with Jake Gyllenhaal.
But it's like a Gen Z Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
We're so fucking smart.
I didn't care for that movie, Nightcrawler.
I really liked it, I think.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
He's so fucking... I feel like that he wasn't even acting.
No,
like, that's
he's
just
a
who he
good
is.
Actor, but he always gives me
the heebie-jeebies.
That's exactly what I was going to say. No matter what he's in, like Donnie Darko, I'm like, oh my god.
Even fucking Spider-Man.
He's scary in that. Has he ever played, like, in a rom-com?
Probably, maybe not, because maybe people know he's, like, doesn't look trustworthy. Like, he just has an untrustworthy face.
No, like, he
and
really
spooky.
can channel something quite sinister in his roles. Like, there are few actors out there who play these very sinister characters a little too well.
And he's
Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is he a method actor?
Is he on meth?
Could you ever date a method actor?
Meth?
Method.
Oh my God. In my brain, I was visualizing the wrong word.
Oh, stop.
Meth with like an, I don't, sorry.
Would you ever be able to?
No. Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Like,
it's
embarrassing. I don't know if you shut know this. Off. Daniel Day-Lewis is a method
walked
actor.
Around as Lincoln?
Yeah.
Did he?
Allegedly. If I was his wife, I'd be like, go pick up your fucking kids.
From school.
Go to your child's soccer game.
Four score.
Shut up.
And fucking do the dishes.
Shut up. Sit down and watch Reba on The Voice with me, right? Yeah. Like, I'd be like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Also, like, I don't know. Is it really necessary? Maybe if you're on set, I guess you really need to, like, be in that zone, become your character. What? You don't. You're going to be Lincoln? You can't use, like, a dishwasher
for 6 months?
No, I'm
sorry. Also, what's the point of being a professional actor? You're supposed to, like, act and, like, turn it on, turn it off. Like, what? You're just going to turn into the person?
Like, Leonardo...
You're not acting. That's an illness.
Leonardo DiCaprio literally slept inside of, like, a bear carcass.
And what did you get? And what did you get out of that, honestly? Okay, but you couldn't... You didn't have to do that.
Have you noticed? A lot of these method actors are white men.
Because anyone else has the sanity and like consciousness to like...
Like...
Because they think nothing will harm them.
Some of these men think they like, oh, I need to suffer for my art. Like...
Shut up.
I love Amy Poehler as an actress. She's not
Jennifer
doing
Lawrence
all that.
Is a great actress.
She's not doing all that.
No, she wouldn't. She views it as a job. She goes there and clocks in, clocks out.
Yeah. Do you think?
I think these people
are ill.
Do you think
when Miranda Cosgrove was coming home from the set of iCarly, she was still in the mind of Carly Shay?
I feel like that character was her though.
Stop. Okay, fine. Do you think that
Gibby?
Well, he's a white man. He might have.
Oh. All right. We need to end the episode.
I know. It's gone on too long.
Also, just...
Oh, my God. It's almost midnight.
It is midnight. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong clock.
I'm freaking out.
I'm so tired.
Guys.
You guys, I'm sorry. If I sound so tired this evening. Stop. I really am. But something crazy, too, just before we go. We're in the midst of Femtop Fall. Who would have known? Who would have thought? Not me, but I'm educated now. But who would have thought that so many lesbians would resonate with Femtop Fall? You know, I was saying it from the gay man.
From your own experience.
From my own experience, the gay male, you know, perspective. Not even thinking about, you know, there are tops and bottoms in lesbians and femmes and masks and in the lesbian world. And I mean, so many people were resonating. Someone responded and was like, what about, you know, Butch Bottom Autumn?
Stop.
And I was
That's
like,
good.
I was like, wow. And then what was
shout
the,
out to all our
shout out to
Butch
our,
Bottoms.
Shout out to our
autumn.
Lesbian listeners. Let us know if you guys are out there.
Yeah. They were, no, because they were at the Boy Genius concert at Madison Square Garden last night. That's where they were at.
Yeah. Did you see?
And Muna.
Yeah.
Did I see what?
Well, never mind. Because I'm thinking like by the time this comes out, it's going to be like a week and a half later.
But
so.
Then they took all their shirts off. Oh.
No. Yeah. How they like started on the B stage or something.
Yeah.
And
then
like
they
the crowd
sang,
like
they
ran.
They sang their entire new album on the small stage.
Is that where they started?
No, I think they started
like,
on
where'd
the,
they come
they started on the big stage and then they went to the small stage to perform their new EP.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Okay. No one cares about that.
Literally
except
no one cares.
Maybe our
lesbian
listeners. Right?
Well, there's some gays who like her too. It's a very specific
them.
Woodsy kind of gay.
Boy Genius is a band and Muna.
Oh. Sorry. No, I knew that. It's Phoebe Bridgers and some other couple lesbian girls, right?
Lucy
bye.
Dacus, Julian Baker.
Are they
Baker.
Lesbian, bi, pan? Queer?
I believe
they're just queer.
That Julian. I think Julian Baker is a lesbian.
You know Julian from Madagascar?
King Julian?
I love him.
Stop.
We got to talk about him soon.
Maurice, his little sidekick. Oh my God, what was that little guy's name? With
I Mort? Know. I know. Mort? I don't know. Is it?
It's, I don't know. I think it's Mort.
He was so cute. We got to talk about him
Maurice
soon.
Was so funny.
Stop. We can't get into it. We can't get into it.
All right. Next episode.
Next week, we will be talking about Maurice.
The theme of next week's episode should just be Madagascar.
DreamWorks.
Let's dive into the DreamWorks cinematic universe next week.
We'll see.
Is Shrek DreamWorks?
It'll be a future. Yeah. Shrek, Shark Tale. Oh, is Shark Tale DreamWorks?
God. I don't know. I could say so much about Shrek.
Madagascar is such a big world.
There's like, what, like 5 movies?
And the music is
And there was a whole Nickelodeon show.
The Penguins.
Yeah. That Julian and Maurice.
Was there 4 or 5?
4. Are you serious? Skipper.
You don't know all their names.
I only know Skipper. Oh my God, there was this one guy.
We need to stop.
So, wait, real quick though. There was this one guy and he was kind of like, you know how in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, there's one like crazy guy, rambunctious guy. There was one like that for the Penguins, and he was always just messing up their missions, and it would drive me crazy.
Because you were rooting for them.
I was just like, seriously? Like, this is such a good plan.
Yeah.
And now this guy's going to ruin it. Are you
serious?
Was
he the tall, skinny one?
No, he was the short, stout one.
Oh. Idiot. Right?
Stop. I don't know much about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but maybe I'll dive in, right?
Wait, why'd you just say that?
Well, because they remind me of the Penguins of Madagascar. I feel like
wait, but why did you just... Did you say that?
Yeah, I said it before. I compared the crazy turtle to the crazy penguin.
I thought you were talking about the...
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are all named after Renaissance painters?
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the penguins the whole time. I didn't even know you brought up the turtles. Michelangelo... Leonardo and Dante.
Donatello.
Oh. Donatella. I'm a rich bitch.
Wait.
Okay.
I
need to go to
bed. Stop. I need to go to bed too.
Like,
what am I doing?
I'm so tired.
I need like at least 8 hours every night or else.
Okay.
How much do you get?
Probably 7.5 to 8.
Really shoot for 8.
I never just wake up feeling refreshed.
That's probably because you are not, like, do you sleep with, like, screens on or anything? And do you watch TikTok before bed? Listen, you're ruining your circadian rhythm by doing that, okay? You need to just read a book.
Do you wake up refreshed?
Sometimes. Sometimes I really do.
What about going to bed watching the television?
See, I usually don't wake up as refreshed if I do that.
I don't know. Also, at my room, I have those drapes.
Yeah.
That makes it black. I feel like I should just, like, leave them
no,
open.
No, sometimes it's good to wake up with the sun.
It's how God intended, right?
I actually used to find in college, I had the blackout shades. And I would find that I would just sleep until 10 p.m. or 10 a.m. Now, I'm up at 7:38, 8. I'm ready to go.
Really?
I'm ready to have my morning joe, do my makeup, and get started on the day.
Wow.
Check it out. Hey, tell us how you get to sleep.
And if you guys have announcements, we'll do another episode at some point in our lives doing another announcement episode. So, and of course, we have announcements every episode. So send us your announcements. There's a lot we didn't get to today that we will eventually, I swear. Okay, I promise. Hopefully, you know, we'll see. And rate this podcast 5 stars. Seriously, I'm not kidding.
Seriously, if you're not going to do that,
I don't know
why?
I don't even know how many times we have to ask. It's like getting out of hand.
Quite frankly, it's pissing me off.
You know when teachers are like, I don't want to ask again. Who says that?
I don't want to ask again.
Would teachers say that?
Yeah.
I'm not asking again. I don't want to ask again.
All right, you guys. I gotta go.
We are swamped.
Literally so swamped right now. I gotta hit the hay.
Yeah, some of us This is, some of us have work.
Oh, I'm sleepy.
But some of us are going to be quitting.
Swing.
Stop.
Bye.
Bye. A twink.